I'm joined on the line now by Alan Pullinger, CEO of the First Rand Group. Good evening, Alan.
Good evening, Chris, and hello to your listeners.
Alan, your results came out for the year to the end of June, and really it was a great result, way ahead of the pack. And, you know, if I just go through a few of the things and pick them out here, normalised earnings up 6%, helped by a great performance by FNB. Look, we're going to be talking a little bit later in the show to Jacques Saliers. Yes. So that was a phenomenal performance. Normalised net interest income up, 8% or thereabouts, or 18%, should I say, to $60.3 billion. And normalised NIR growth of 6%. The thing that struck me was your ROE, 22.8%. In this kind of environment, comparing this with the rest of the banks, this is really a tremendous achievement. How did you achieve all of this?
Yeah, Chris, I mean, we are very pleased with the results. And I think, as you've pointed out, FNB was the star of the show. I guess what you've seen there with the First Rand results is I guess, performance above what the system offers, if I could put it like that.
Right.
And I think there's a lot of production that is taking place inside the business as a result, I think, of strategy that we've been following now for a number of years. So this digital strategy that we speak about here, I mean, it really has been probably a decade in the making. You know, this launch of the insurance business and the build-out of FNB Life. I mean, I think all of these, you know, the banking app and the kind of traffic that we're seeing on there, the adoption by our customers of our digital channels has been so profound for us. And it's really starting now, I think, that flywheel, if you like, is starting to accelerate in our business. And so we've got a lot of internal energy, thankfully, because the market, as you say, really isn't giving it to us. With respect to our ROE, you know that we have for some time, I think, had a structurally higher ROE than many of our peers.
Yes.
We do actually, in our results booklet, talk about, I mean, if you want to get into the detail, there is a slide there that talks about the reasons for that. But it does come down to, you know, one, our very strong transactional banking engine, which obviously generates NIR, and you've pointed that out. The other thing, I suppose, that maybe is slightly different for us relative to our peers is our asset mix. So if we look at how we've deployed balance sheet, you know, we have a large vehicle and asset finance business. Obviously, that has a higher ROE business.
Right.
A return. We've got a private equity business, which is probably bigger than many of our peers. And then, of course, unsecured lending growth. You've heard how that's playing very well into our main bank customer relationship strategy. And again, I think all of these things sort of added up. And then you overlay, you know, our discipline around the deployment of capital. We like to refer to it as financial resource management. I mean, it's something that we've spoken about now, I think, for many years. And I guess you sort of put all of that together and, out pops the ROE. So we're proud of it. I must say it's taken a lot of work from our First Rand employees. You know, they really have worked hard over this year because the environment, as you say, is tough.
Turning now to the RMB private equity situation, that was fascinating, I find. You talk now about that being an investment phase. Could you maybe just expand a little bit on RMB private equity?
Yeah. So it's a business, I must say, that our private equity franchise is something we've been in now for probably 25 years,
right.
I guess. And it really has been a great story for us over all of those years. I mean, right now, and I guess this would make sense to a lot of your listeners, is that this is probably a time to be buying businesses as opposed to selling them.
Right.
And you can see that we were able to deploy a whole lot more money into that franchise this year. And I suppose, you know, in tough times, there are always winners and losers. And so when you see, you know, some industries or some sectors or some companies maybe getting into trouble, and one of the things they have to do is maybe sell businesses or sometimes sell some of their crown jewels in a difficult market, that could be an opportunity for us, of course, to deploy some capital and buy some of these good businesses. So I think you have to be patient. This is probably much more an environment where you can pick up, you know, really good assets at a cheap price. And then, of course, we've got to hold them, we've got to grow them, we've got to look after them, and we've got to hope for better times to come back to the South African market, you know, more confident equity markets, more private equity funds looking to deploy capital. And then, of course, we can get into the realization phase and we can start selling some of these and then, of course, hopefully banking the profits.
Fantastic. Now, just turning perhaps to one of the more disappointing areas, and perhaps not surprising, again, given the poor background economy, West Bank. I can't imagine you're expecting too much of that in the following year either.
Yeah, I mean, it really is a function of what's happening with new vehicle sales. You know, West Bank does play in the new vehicle finance market, but then also secondhand, but it's definitely much more weighted to new vehicle sales. And I guess there, I mean, we spoke about, you know, the NAMSA new vehicle sales figures being down 4% over the year. So that's in terms of units. And I guess for us, every unit, I guess, is an opportunity for us to deploy finance. But not only have units come down 4%, but the total value of those purchases over the year has also come down, because what we've seen from consumers is we've seen a distinct buying down,
yes,
of, you know, in terms of both marks and derivatives in that new space. So I think if you look at, you know, if you look at some of the brands that are really doing well at the moment, they're certainly selling a lot more of the cheaper vehicles. And I guess that probably also makes sense. People may have said, okay, I'm going to buy, you know, a luxury sedan, and I've always been doing that, but now it's tough times, and there are other competitive offerings there that are far cheaper. And so that buying down also obviously reduces the amount of financing that we can do. So I guess in the circumstances of that, plus more competition, you know, from some of the other banks being quite aggressive on pricing, you know, you put all of that together, and then I guess in that sort of backdrop, I mean, West Bank's performance was, you know, wasn't too bad. But it is, as you say, it's a declining market and it's tough times out there.
Yeah. We could spend all night, Alan, chatting about this, because this was one of the most comprehensive presentations I think I've ever seen. But unfortunately, we're running out of time a bit. But I would just like to take this opportunity to thank you very much indeed for your valued input this evening. Alan Pullinger, CEO of FirstRand. Thank you.